Well, England will lock down again if they fail to do a proper COVID inquiry, which is exactly what they're doing because the parliamentary COVID inquiry is total bollocks, as they say. Mm-hmm. Anytime I can use that, I'm going to, even though it doesn't sound nice coming out of my American accent. The COVID inquiry is costing taxpayers between £300 and £500 million. And it is a total waste of time because it is so biased. That is what more than 50 professors and academics in the UK are warning. They sent this open letter about the COVID inquiry, saying to the Baroness who is running it, saying that the inquiry must urgently address its apparent biases, assumptions, impartiality, and lack of evidence-based approach, the letter says. Because when you look at what they're up to, they don't give a crap at actually looking at why certain policies were done. Why did some companies make a ton of money on COVID tests? Why were certain decisions made? They don't care. This is a total dog and pony show where in the end they'll say, we didn't know any better. We did our best. That was a shame because they're purposefully looking like this, like that. That's basically what's going on with UK taxpayers, but let's look for ourselves. But before we do that, why would the government not do a good job of investigating the government? Any guesses?
Could it be that they don't want to see wrongdoing just like the 9/11 Commission or the Warren Report or, I mean, any list of government responsible inquiries that have to look, shine a flashlight into a dark space of the government?
Yeah.
What are you going to find?
When I was in the fourth grade, we had to trade papers to grade our math quizzes. And I sat at this table and everyone said, hey, we're going to grade each other like that, you know, and it's been on my conscience ever since. That is sort of what is happening here.
See, you're like the government. You're as bad as the
government.
You
wouldn't want me doing that because I had to do that in college when it was in, I think, English 104. And we had to exchange papers with one of our classmates. And I read their paper and halfway through it, I looked up and I was just like, is this supposed to be a college level paper? I was like, did you write this in middle school? And I was like, what the hell is this? And I it was so bad. So yeah, you don't want me investigating the government because I'll actually ask questions and find out. Well, they don't want me
not pulling any punches.
In my defense, I was 9. It seems like you were a young adult at this, and I caved to peer pressure. I was also the only girl at that table, and I felt like, you know. Anyway, this is exactly what the COVID inquiry is. If there is anybody there who is the well-intentioned Natalie at that table, they're not speaking up. They're doing exactly what 9-year-old Natalie did. So let's take a look at what these academics are accusing the COVID inquiry of. First of all, they're saying that it's biased. They're saying the inquiry originated in legal petitions brought by bereaved family groups. But they're not bothering to talk to these family groups. They're not really interviewing anybody who has suffered from the negative effects of the pandemic policy decisions. That's weird, right? They say they're basically ignoring people who've suffered negatively by the pandemic. School children, vaccine injured, people who were fired for vaccine mandates, people who died alone. Bueller, show up, somebody. Also, they say that they're making false assumptions. They're taking for granted certain things that they knew even pre-pandemic, such as the fact that lockdowns could not stop pandemics, such as that they had weak evidence of effectivity and that they would cause harm to society. So even though there was research showing that lockdowns were not effective before the pandemic, they're pretending that they had to do it anyway. Now, this is when someone comes to you and you say, COVID was a farce. They didn't do a good job. And a lot of times people say they did their best. We didn't know any better. That's not true. I would love to feel like that was the case, too. It's just not. This letter also accuses Parliament of only picking biased experts to talk to. For instance, they're saying they're only talking to people who have a vested interest in maintaining the justification for their policy recommendations. Yeah, gotta find unbiased researchers. I can think of a dozen that you can talk to in the UK alone. And if they were to take a real look, what would they see? Well, here's what Richard Hughes, chairman of the Office for Budget Responsibility, warned about this week. He said that the UK is suffering from what they call worklessness, and that's become a worrying trend since the pandemic, and it is hurting their economy.
Well, imagine that.
Yeah.
Here's a shock. Stay home. don't work, the government will give you stimulus and money
right.
to stay home. And then they're shocked that people don't want to go back to work.
Right. Or let's not educate our upcoming workforce in young people. Oh, but now learn how to get yourself right back in there and contribute to the economy. It's not that easy. But clearly they don't want to see that. Instead, the scientists say that the COVID inquiry is not even trying to get to the bottom of COVID policies. They're saying that the format is impeding the investigation into key scientific policy questions just because of the legal format that prevents a systemic evaluation of the evidence by biomedical and social scientists on the harms of the restrictions of the British public, the impact of COVID from policies such as mandatory NPIs and the state of evidence for best practice. Instead, it's just politicking. Like focused on, they say, on who did what or who said what, when should they have said that? That is stupid. And I mean, we do care very much, right? Why did they say this about pets? Why did they say this about masks? Yes, that matters. But on what basis were policies put into place? Not so much the politics, but the science, right? And why, what happens if we don't get these answers, if this remains to be a joke? Well, then they'll be able to continue to instate lockdowns the next time. They will say, see, we had no science back then. Next time we can make these decisions without any science. And so, we'll just keep doing that. And most likely, again, the foregone conclusions will be when they finish this for 300 to 500,000 pounds. No, what did I say? Millions. What did I say? Million. 300 to 500 million pounds. We didn't know any better. We did our best. Some mistakes were made. No one will be punished. No new policies will be put into place to prevent this.
No, but to me, the biggest rub of this is that, we need to do it more quickly and faster next time. We need to make sure that we're moving.
Most likely, because now we see there was time between what we knew and what we didn't know. If we don't have to go on any information, which we don't, let's just do it.
Just immediately lock people down.
Yeah.
Like no evidence whatsoever. Immediate. That's right. What's coming.
Just have a lockdown lever installed.
Right.
I can't think of that. I can't think of the Prime Minister's house in
England. Oh, I was thinking of
Downing
like,
Street.
I was thinking of Matt Lauer's lever, like at the Today Show to close the doors when he would lock the women in. He would just go, funk.
I think it was a button, but okay.
A button. Yeah, it'd just be like a lockdown button. I like a lever.
Anytime somebody sneezes, they just pull the lockdown lever and bam, it's on. Yeah.
There you go. Don't you dare. Out of your house. Well, let us know what you think of this. If the UK is totally wasting taxpayer money, I don't think it's a hypothetical. I don't think anybody in our chat's going to say no. It's doing a great job. But
yeah, let us know. If you're
let me know
person.
If you want to make that case.
Let us know in the chat room if you're one of those people that thinks that. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.